Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, I know the final score ends up looking somewhat lopsided, but when you look at the game flow, just how critical was that double play that Iglesias turned in the fifth?
Yeah, it was huge, especially when Seve kind of got in trouble, but lost the zone a little bit in that inning, you know, the leadoff walk and then a couple of guys, and then Cronthworth hits a bullet right at Iglesias and he makes a hell of a play. For me, that was a play of the game right there. Then Seve was able to finish that inning, and then the bullpen obviously came in and did a hell of a job. But yeah, not till the ninth inning when we were able to add on and kind of put the game away a little bit there. It was a pretty good game overall.
Understanding that you're always going to want to add on runs, just knowing what the Padres have done as of late, how extra critical was it to find a way to put this one out of reach late?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. You got to find a way. And I thought we did a really good job hustling down the line, you know, beating a couple of singles there. McNeil earlier, and then Iglesias in the ninth inning, but then just good at bats, continue to put pressure, continue to control the strike zone. And when we got pitches to hit, we did some damage. So it was really good to see that. And yeah, so good game.
Obviously, Brazoban struggled in the ninth there, but you know, with the game hanging in the balance there, sixth, seventh, eighth inning, how impressed were you with the way your bullpen stepped up there?
Yeah, huge. You know, started with Vanny Yon there, getting the lefties. Reed Garrett, leadoff walk, but then makes a pitch. We get a ground ball. We turn another double play. Mayton, obviously, with a clean eighth. And then, yeah, it was really good to see those guys coming in and doing their job.
How would you assess Severino's performance?
Good, you know. I thought the stuff was good all the way to the fifth when, like I said, the leadoff walk kind of got him, and he seems like he lost the zone a little bit there. But, again, kept making pitches, got the ground ball, make the plays. I thought it was good today.
You were real aggressive on first pitches with Cease, especially early in the game. Was that part of the game plan, to be aggressive with him early?
Yeah, we're always going to be aggressive with pitches in the zone. You know, we got good hitters, and for us to go out there with the mindset that we're going to do damage if he's in the zone, that we could hit the ball with some authority. So I thought the at-bats, the plan, the game plan was good, and we executed.
You guys spread the offense around. What allowed you to pile on in the ninth inning? Was it the aggression? Was it the approach?
Bit of everything. You know, a couple of line drives, got a couple of guys on. McNeil obviously leading off, and then Taylor, Lindor, and then Vientos with the bases loaded, infielding, not trying to do too much, just staying up the middle, and he got that ground ball that got through. And then, you know, Pete, same way, going the other way. Winker. I think up and down, really good at bats in that inning.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.